I graduated from both Perelman Jewish Day School and Jack M. Barak Hebrew Academy, formerly known as Solomon Schechter Day School and Akiba Hebrew Academy. For many years, I rarely stopped to consider how unusual that education was. Like thousands of Gen X Philadelphia Jews, I assumed that serious Jewish schooling, daily Hebrew, sustained engagement with Jewish texts, deep connection to Israel and friendships formed within a shared communal world, would remain a permanent feature of American Jewish life. Those schools did more than educate students. They reflected confidence that Jewish life in America would continue to expand, deepen, and institutionalize itself across generations. The communities that built them believed Jewish continuity required strong institutions, and they acted accordingly. Graduates of Akiba and Schechter did not simply remain within Jewish communal life. They became educators at leading independent schools and universities, physicians and entrepreneurs, rabbis and public servants, writers, artists and cultural creators shaping American life far beyond Philadelphia. Alumni can be found teaching in top schools, leading communal organizations, innovating in business and public service, and contributing to American cultural and civic life as confident Jews fully at home in both worlds. The legacy of these institutions is visible not only in Jewish leadership but also in the countless graduates serving as agents of change across American society itself. That success remains a profound communal achievement and a reminder of what strong institutions can produce when sustained across generations. Which is why the recent announcement that Perelman and Barak will unify into a single pre-K-12 Jewish community day school evokes emotions more complicated than celebration alone. Communal leaders are right to emphasize opportunity, collaboration, and long-term vision. The decision was surely made thoughtfully and responsibly. In many ways, unification may represent the strongest available path forward. But moments like this also signify something much bigger. Institutional consolidation rarely occurs during periods of demographic or cultural expansion. It occurs when communities adapt to changed conditions, when maintaining parallel institutions becomes harder than sustaining one shared anchor. Philadelphia's Jewish community remains vibrant and substantial. Jews are not abandoning the region, and both schools remain academically strong. Yet across American education, public, Catholic, independent, and Jewish alike, enrollment pressures reflect a quieter transformation, fewer children, later family formation, rising educational costs, and a generation navigating identity with greater individual choice and weaker institutional attachment. Jewish day schools experience these pressures most acutely because they depend on intentional commitment. Choosing immersive Jewish education requires families to accept significant financial sacrifice and to embrace a form of Jewish life that is structured, communal, and demanding. That choice, once widely assumed within non-Orthodox American Judaism, is now made by a smaller share of families. The result is not sudden crisis but gradual thinning that is difficult to perceive year by year, but unmistakable over decades. Walk through many non-Orthodox synagogues today and the effects become visible. Fewer young adults comfortably read Hebrew or lead prayer without transliteration. Jewish identity often remains emotionally meaningful, yet increasingly detached from the literacy and confidence that once sustained communal leadership. Institutions rarely disappear overnight, but they become harder to reproduce. The timing makes this transition especially striking. In the many months since October 7, 2023, American Jews have experienced a renewed sense of vulnerability and solidarity. Synagogues suddenly filled, conversations deepened, many parents newly asked what forms of Jewish education might prepare their children not only to feel Jewish, but also to understand and defend Jewish life in an increasingly contested public sphere. Yet at precisely the moment when Jewish identity feels newly urgent, some of the institutions most capable of transmitting deep Jewish knowledge and confidence face consolidation rather than expansion. The contrast reveals a central tension of contemporary American Jewish life, feeling Jewish in moments of crisis and sustaining Jewish institutions across generations are profoundly different acts. One is emotional, the other structural. For much of the post-war period, American Jewish success expressed itself through institutional abundance. Communities built synagogues, camps, federations, and schools confident that growth would sustain them. Multiple institutions served overlapping populations because participation itself was dense and normative. Today, American Jewish life increasingly operates under different assumptions. Affiliation is voluntary rather than expected. Identity remains meaningful but often individualized and is frequently removed from the idea of covenant and obligation. The paradox of American Jewish success is that integration achieved many of the goals earlier generations sought, even as it weakened the institutional habits that made continuity possible. But deliberate choices carry consequences, and the question is how these consequences affect the continuity of the Jewish community. Jewish day schools do more than transmit identity. They cultivate habits of responsibility, shared memory, and moral obligation, the very qualities sociologists from Emile Durkheim to Alexis de Tocqueville recognized as essential to sustaining democratic societies. Communities capable of educating their young within strong moral frameworks are communities capable of sustaining civic life itself. Seen in this light, the unification of Barak and Perelman raises a question not only about Jewish education but also about the future of American Jewish civic confidence. Day schools remain among the few institutions capable of transmitting not only Jewish sentiment but Jewish literacy, resilience, and leadership while forming graduates able to navigate a world where Jewish identity is increasingly contested and misunderstood. Jewish continuity can no longer be assumed. It increasingly must be chosen and sustained through institutions demanding levels of commitment many families no longer experience as normative. Communities rarely decline because leaders fail. More often, decline begins when difficult realities become impolite to discuss, when preservation is mistaken for renewal, and when optimism substitutes for strategy. For graduates of schools like Perelman and Barak, Jewish literacy and belonging once felt ordinary. To me, it felt almost inevitable. Only later does one recognize how carefully constructed that world was, and how dependent it was on institutions strong enough to sustain it. The merger of Barak and Perelman is therefore neither tragedy nor triumph. It is a signal. American Jewish life is entering an era not of institutional abundance but of institutional concentration. Fewer schools will carry greater responsibility for forming the next generation and, in doing so, sustaining the civic and moral confidence that has long allowed Jewish life to flourish in America. The generation that built these schools believed Jewish life in America had a future worth institutionalizing. The question now is whether we believe that with equal seriousness and whether we are willing to invest, sacrifice, and build accordingly. Samuel J. Abrams is a professor of politics at Sarah Lawrence College, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and a scholar with the Sutherland Institute.